We are aware that some persons suppose it will be for our advantage to remove beyond the Mississippi. We think otherwise. Our people universally think otherwise. We wish to remain on the land of our fathers. We have a perfect and original right to remain without interruption or molestation. The treaties with us and the laws of the United States made in pursuance of treaties guarantee our residence and our privileges and secure us against intruders. Our only request is that these treaties may be fulfilled and these laws executed. We entreat those to whom the foregoing paragraphs are addressed to remember the law, the great law of love. Do to others as ye would that others would do to you. We pray them to remember that for the sake of principle, their forefathers were compelled to leave, therefore driven from the old world, and that the winds of persecution raft them across the great waters and landed them on the shores of the new world, when the Indian was the sole lord and proprietor of these extensive domains. Let them remember in what way they were received by the savage of America when power was in his hand. We were all made by the same great father and are all alike his children. We all come from the same mother and were suckled at the same breast. Therefore, we are brothers, and as brothers should treat together in an amicable way. Your talk is a good one, but my people cannot say they will go. We are not willing to do so. If suddenly we tear our hearts from the homes around which they are twined, our heartstrings will snap.
Women, women, black and white, played a critical part in the building of the anti-slavery movement in the United States. They worked in anti-slavery societies all over the country, gathering thousands of petitions to Congress. But when in 1840 a World Anti-Slavery Society convention met in London, there was a fierce argument about whether women could attend. The final vote was that they could only attend meetings in a curtained enclosure. They sat in silent protest in the gallery, and when they returned to the United States, they began to lay the basis for the first women's rights convention in history. It was held at Seneca Falls, New York, where Elizabeth Cady Stanton lived as a mother, a housewife, full of resentment at her condition, declaring, "A woman is a nobody. A wife is everything." The convention was attended by 300 women and some men who adopted a declaration of principles, making use of the language and rhythm of the Declaration of Independence.